You know, remembering that the role of awareness is simply to recognize what's happening. And this can be very simple. We can check, do I know what I'm experiencing right now? Maybe something specific, like the breath, posture. Or awareness can include all of experience, just simply knowing what's happening. It's a fresh moment. We start again. It's natural for the mind to get complicated, entangled. So as much as we need we can remember that the practice of knowing is quite simple. It's just remembering in this moment. Some process, some experience. The attention might be narrow. It might include all of experience. We can be aware of every state of mind, just recognizing what's happening. Light, touch, If we want to understand the nature of something, we have to be present. The more moments that we visit our experience with a simple knowing, remembering there is a body, there is a mind, it's natural that we see more. It's like the eyes adjusting to a dark room. When we first walk in and we don't see much. And without doing anything, without trying, as the moments unfold, we naturally see more. We can see that when the mind is thinking a lot, we can see that as the mind is thinking. It's a lot of thoughts. When the mind is quiet, not as much agitation, we can also recognize the mind is quiet. And we can also see how the mind it's always reacting always reacting to experience. And the reactions can be very pronounced, obvious, not liking, pushing against unpleasant sensations, judging what the mind is doing. This is obvious. And then we can learn how to be interested, observe the more subtle reactions of mind, and just by watching. Is there some wanting? Noticing that observing wanting and aversion is different than simply being lost in aversion and wanting. So can we allow it to be enough, a moment of noticing? This is strengthening the wholesome, the skillful quality. This is how the mind changes. Once in a while, checking to see what the mind is doing. Maybe needing to adjust the amount of energy or effort. If the mind is spaced out, not very clear, and maybe dropping in some interest, what's happening? Maybe checking to see if there's some wisdom present in the mind. What is arising is simply being known. It's an experience that can be known. It's part of nature. It may be helpful to bring some ease and balance to the mind. We can switch where the attention is, open the eyes, notice the sounds. We check, is the mind balanced? at the end of the day of practice. Again, it can be a nice reflection to consider that it's not just for our own being that we undergo this training, that this is a gift for the world, for our families and communities also, that as we as we learn about the nature of the mind and habits of mind that are troubling or afflicting us, and we see them and they slowly weaken over time, that this makes all the difference in our relationships and the skills in which we live in the world. So may the wholesomeness of our practice today be a support and a condition for the freedom from suffering of all beings. May this goodness be shared with all beings. Thank you for your practice.